Has there been alien contact, and do they have our best interest at heart? There are quite a few people who believe we are being watched over by aliens who have our best interests at heart. This is assuming they have a heart and are really looking out for us. One of the things I could never understand were people coming out and saying there are at least some aliens who are making sure we don't destroy ourselves. These kinds of statements would need knowledge behind them, and while there may be some circumstantial evidence there is a possibility this could be true, it is far from proving it could be true or that aliens even exist. It is sort of like scientists who say we will meet aliens by a certain year. How could anybody predict this? It is just so much nonsense. It is true we might meet aliens because there are plenty of planets around, but as far as saying it will happen at a certain time is just total nonsense, unless an alien went up to someone and said we are going to have a big showing on such and such a date. Why would educated people think we are being protected? I usually like to start at the beginning of something, but I think in this case I will start out with the latest reason. There seems to be something in a video of a SpaceX launch. The video is coming from a SpaceX satellite of a Falcon 9 rocket. The satellite is being launched from the rocket into space. It is said it shows an anomaly, a bright object changing course and speed. A UFO investigator viewed the video. It is being said the object almost hit the SpaceX rocket. Some are saying it might be helping us with launches which could go bad. I have to wonder how anyone could get this idea watching this object. At the most it looks more like something is observing us, and since it changes speed and direction it seems to be controlled by intelligence. It is being said there is now proof NASA cut its feed during one of the missions of the Discovery space shuttle, and the reason for this was 21 UFOs appeared during the mission and NASA didn't want us to know this. It seems UFOs just come and go at their pleasure and don't care if we know about them or not, and yet at times they also hide. It does make one wonder why they are not consistent. Could it be some are on missions they don't want us to know about, while others are not? Maybe UFOs come from different planets or different countries on those planets and have different policies from each other. Whatever the reason, it certainly seems the UFOs are now coming out of the closet. What will the next step be? I can understand why an alien would not want to come out of his ship. An example of this is said to have happened when an alien got near an Air Force base, went up to a guard and was immediately shot. It managed to climb over the fence and died. It is a very famous story. Could it be if we didn't have the mentality of shooting first, we would have met with aliens already? I think if you were talking about the general public or the military, this could be true. I know if I was an alien, I certainly wouldn't want to approach a human unless I was wearing some sort of bulletproof outfit. Reacting this way is a sign of immaturity. It is the same as primitive people meeting an outsider for the first time and attacking him because they are scared. If we were more advanced, would this still be happening? There are a few cases where humans and aliens were said to have met, and in one case in particular there is proof. A man in Switzerland named Edouard Albert Meyer, known as Billy Meyer, claimed to have been in contact with extraterrestrials. He was a former member of the famous French Foreign Legion. He claimed his contacts with extraterrestrials went all the way back to 1942, when he was only 5 years old. At that time, he said he met an elderly man from the Pleiades star system. He said the man died in 1953, and after that he began communicating with an extraterrestrial woman. This went on for a while until he says all communications stopped in 1964. But they weren't stopped forever, apparently, because they began again in January 1975. Meyer had a reporter come over to his home who he had told he could summon a UFO. When the reporter got there, Meyer did just that supposedly, and a UFO appeared in the sky over his home. The photographs of the UFO flying over the house have been examined relentlessly and have never been proven to be a fraud, and many other UFO investigators cite these photos as proof Meyer did have contacts with extraterrestrials. Meyer had an ex-wife who claimed the photos were frauds, but no photographic examiner has ever proved this. There is also the fact of the reporter seeing the UFO over the home. One of the most incredible cases of UFO contact was with the United States Air Force at the Bentwaters Air Force Base in England. A UFO touched down in front of the deputy base commander and several of his men, and he recorded what he had seen. One of his men actually touched the machine, which was not very large, and at that instant felt a flash go through his body. When they got back to the base, the airman who touched the UFO had an uncontrollable urge to begin writing zeros and ones and filled 10 pages with them. It turned out this was binary language and was interpreted by several computer literate people. The message referred to ancient sites all over the world, and at the end of the message there was a reference to where the UFO came from, and it was said to be from the year 8000 in our future. The machine seemed to be robotic and slowly lifted and left the area. While this was not communications with an actual being, apparently it was a communication of some sort. The sighting is known as the Rendlesham Forest Incident. There are plenty of cases where people claim to have been abducted and made contact with aliens, and in some cases where people claim to have had sex with aliens were brought back later to see their offspring. There are so many of these stories, one has to wonder if they are all faked or there is some merit to at least some of them. There are also times when UFOs have shut down missiles containing nuclear warheads and shined lights down on our nuclear facilities. Were they doing this to protect us, or was this some kind of warning against using nuclear missiles, because they would have to take action against us to prevent us from getting into space with our warlike ways?